சக நோனக்து சீரியம் கரவாவகை தேஜஸ்வினாவதீதமஸ்து மா விஷாவகை. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. Today we'll see the summary of chapter 13. Kshetra, Kshetrajna, Vibhaga Yoga. The yoga of distinction between seed and the grower of the seed. Now this chapter comes in the last part of the Gita. As I said, we can split the Gita into three parts. The Mahavakya of the Upanishad, they declare Tattvam Asi. You are that Atma. Tattvam Asi. Tvam was discussed in the first six. Tattva was discussed in the middle six. Jiva and Ishvara Aikya Sambandha is discussed in the last six. The connection between the individual and the total. Jiva, Ishvara, Aikya Sambandha. What is the connection, relationship between the two? So, in the first six, the efforts that the individual needs to be put in was in correct. Jiva Prayatnam and Jiva Swarupa, the nature of the Jiva. And in the middle six, Ishvara Anugraha was emphasized and Ishvara's nature was emphasized. Ishvara Swarupa. And in the last six, now, when the emphasis is about the oneness of the total and the individual, it is established through the logic and reason, through jnana. So in the first six, there is karma yoga emphasis. In the middle six, bhakti yoga is being emphasized. And in the last six, jnana yoga is emphasized. This is why you see the qualities of a jnani given in this chapter. The previous chapter 12, these are qualities of a bhakta. Now qualities of a jnani is given in this chapter which we saw. So, when he starts to talk about the jiva ishvara aikya sambandha, the connection, he first tries to talk to us about the difference between the Kshetra and the Kshetrajna. In fact, the chapter starts with Arjuna's question. Yes.
Tvam Tat.
Tvam Tat Asi.
So Tvam is the first six.
First six.
Because it's about
you.
The Tat.
Individual.
The Jeev.
Jeev. And the middle six is Tat, Ishwara, the Supreme Brahman. Then the last six is the connection, Asi, the connection. How you are that? The connection between Ishvara and Jiva. 13 on.
13 on.
First six, middle six, last.
That's about the first of the third part.
First of the third part.
That's about the oneness, the last.
Oneness. How you are not the body, not the mind, not the intellect, but the Atma. It is not that he is not said that before, but now the emphasis is on that. Now in this also, 13, 14, 15 chapters talk about jnanam directly. 16 and 17 talks about the values and preparation required to gain the knowledge. Then 18 talks about the moksha that you attain through that knowledge. So it's a beautiful way of presentation what Shri Krishna follows. So here the chapter starts with Arjuna's question. Arjuna asks, please explain the difference between Kshetra, Kshetrajna, Jnana, Jnayam and Prakriti and Purusha. What is Kshetra? What is Kshetrajna? What is Jnayam? What is Jnana? And what is Purusha and what is Prakriti? Prakritim Purusham Chaiva Kshetram Kshetrajnam Eva Cha Yetat Veditam Icchami Jnanam Jnayam Cha Keshava. He is asking Shri Krishna, O Keshava, What is Prakriti? Prakriti, Purusha, also Kshetra, Kshetrajna, and also knowledge, and that which have to be known, these I wish to know. Arjuna has asked that. So, Sri Krishna straight away starts answering his question, and when he does that, first he addresses Kshetra. What is Kshetra? Now, this is the essential knowledge that every human being should know. What is Kshetra? What is Kshetrajna? And who am I? He's going to talk about Kshetra, Kshetrajna, and going to establish that you are that Kshetrajna and not the Kshetra. He says, Idam Kshetra, Idam Shariram Kaunteya, Kshetra Mitya Vidhiyate, Yetat Yo Veditu, Yetat Yo Veditu Tam Prav, Kshetrajna Iti Kalpita. He says, this body, O Kaunteya, O Kunti Putra Arjuna, is called Kshetra. By this body, he means the causal body, the upper body, and the gross body. The entire personality is Kshetra. Idam Shariram Kshetra. And the one who knows, he who knows this, is called Kshetrajna, knower of the field. By those who know of that, it has been declared that this is Kshetrajna. Kshetrajna is the one who knows this. In other words, what he is saying is, everything that can be objectified is Kshetra. That which is the subject which cannot be objectified is Kshetrajna. Is it clear? Everything that can be objectified, whatever can be objectified, whatever can be known externally is Kshetra. That one word is enough. In that one word, everything is included. Objectified. Now, the subject which knows all this objectively, that subject is Kshetrajna. And I am the Kshetrajna. Krishna identifies with Atma, speaks and says, this me, the I in you, is the Kshetrajna. Kshetrajna chatima vidhi sarva kshetra shubha. That I, the pure consciousness, is that which is the Kshetrajna in all the Kshetras. I am knowing the difference between these two is considered by me as knowledge. Everything else is not knowledge. Knowing the difference between these two, Kshetra and Kshetrajna, is knowledge. So what he is saying is, the subject, one who knows, which cannot be objectified, but includes all the Kshetras, playing the Kshetras as it were, is Kshetrajna or Atma. In fact, even though the question Arjuna asks, Purusha, Prakriti ka difference batalo, Kshetra, Kshetrajna ka difference batalo, knowledge, name, the Kshetra difference batalo. Strictly speaking, Purusha, Kshetrajna, and Jnaya, that which is to be known, all these are one, same. There is no difference. Purusha, Kshetrajna, and Jnaya. Similarly, Prakriti and Kshetra are same. Prakriti and Kshetra are same. In fact, you can say, knowledge is also Purusha. But here, we can slightly take it out and say, knowing the difference between the two, that Kshetra is different, Kshetrajna is different, knowing the difference between the two, you with that knowledge enter the Kshetra and play objectively, then that objectivity is for knowledge. So by gaining this knowledge, what happens to you in life? What happens is, everything becomes a play, game. You are entering, playing, then you get out, take rest. You enter different field, play, get out, take rest. Enter another field, play, get out, take rest. But is it what is happening to them? Then we are like Abhimanyu. We know how to enter, but we do not know how to get out. We get involved. How she could talk about me like that? How they can say something like this to me? You understand? It's affecting me. I am entering the world, entering the field, but completely involved. In other words, I do not have to knowledge. Intellectually, I could have studied 13 chapters. Like I said before, you have done Shravana, but Manana nahi kar raha hai, and Nididhyasana nahi kar raha hai. Iski wajah se knowledge nahi hai. Agar knowledge hai, so what will happen? You will be clearly knowing the distinction between Kshetra and Kshetra. Kshetra is the pure consciousness. It is Nitya, it is Satya, it is all-pervading. It is that which enlivens. Not what is enlivened. It is that which makes you see, not what you see. It is that which makes you hear, not what you hear. That is Kshetra, the consciousness. It is a non-doer, a karta, a bhokta. Right? So that Kshetra jnana enlivens the Kshetra. But if you are ignorant, then you become the Jiva. Okay? Then you get involved. So once you know the knowledge, the difference, which is retained 24/7, 365 days, then what happens is, while the Kshetra jnana is entering and playing in the Kshetra, having got this knowledge, you remain objective, witness, not affected whatsoever. So he says, Kshetrajnam chapimam vidhi sarva kshetreshu bhavata. Kshetrajna is one.
Kshetra are many.
Many kshetras are there. He lists out few. We are only doing summaries, going into the details of what kshetras he mentioned. He mentioned ego, elements, mind, body, intellect, everything that can be objectified. That one sentence is enough. Anything and everything that can be objectified is kshetra. Jada. Kshetra is jada. In us, kshetrajna is a conscious principle. Right? So, when Kshetra is playing in Kshetrajna,
you get duped.
So the life that should have become a drama where you are just playing about has now become a serious thing for you. So when I was talking about this in the beginning, I gave an example. In cricket, they said chand chal, chand. ये खेल नहीं है जंग है व्हाट श्री कृष्णा स्पेलिंग इज
ये जंग नहीं है ये खेल है
बैकग्राउंड ऑफ भगवद गीता इज द महाभारत वॉर विद द कौरवस एंड पांडवस आर असेंबल्ड ऑन द अपोजिट साइड ऑफ द आर्मी बैटल फील्ड एंड दे फाइटिंग ईच अदर इजंट इट सो हियर इज सेइंग You are the Kshetrajna, not only you Arjuna, everybody here essentially is that pure consciousness
which is Kshetrajna.
Knowing this, you will not destroy yourself. Meaning you will not get involved. So the more and more you understand this knowledge, as a result of this understanding, as a result of this knowledge, certain qualities express through you.
When ultimately you are established in the knowledge, these qualities become permanently established in you. And he enumerates those qualities. He gives 20, starting with humility. Amanitvam. No man that has prayed in the portal, you know. Simply humble. Amanitvam. Adambitvam. No pretentiousness. If there is nobody else, whom are you going to pretend to? The pretentiousness comes when you consider yourself as jiva. Amanitvam, adambitvam, ahimsa, shanti, arjava. He went on. So many qualities. 20 qualities he gave. He said, all these qualities. Etat jnanam iti prokta. This is jnanam. Opposing to this is ignorance. So when a person understands the distinction between kshetra and kshetrajna, so what is kshetra? Inert, insentient, objectified or objectifiable things. What is kshetrajna? Sentient consciousness, pure consciousness that cannot be objectified, which is the subject. Now by doing this, what Sri Krishna has done is, he has ingeniously, slowly taken us from outside to inside. This is the technique even the Upanishad masters follow. Arjuna simply asks, please tell me kshetra kshetrajna. He is not talking like a scholar, the difference between kshetra and kshetrajna, and then you know, enthrall an audience. By teaching this, he is slowly taking you inward and says, the subject within you is kshetrajna. You are that subject, kshetrajna. And knowing the difference between these two is knowledge. If you know anything else, that is not considered by me as knowledge. You can have the knowledge of science, physics, chemistry, biology, whatever. But it is not going to help you in your life. It may help you for your living. But in life, you would continue to be a stressed scientist, stressed sportsman, stressed teacher, stressed homemaker, stressed whatever. Architect, engineer, sub. But the moment you gain this knowledge, you will be objective. You will play. That is why we say this knowledge needs to be taught to every being. And therefore Sri Krishna says, this is what is to be known. This is not what is known today. You have tremendous knowledge in physics or chemistry or biology or math or any other subject. But you remain ignorant about your true self. Therefore, you destroy yourself. You understand? The combination, which is the jiva, whose identification is with the body, mind, intellect, he or she is limiting oneself. With that limit, there is this fear, the fear of death, fear of losing, a constant aggrandizing desire flows out to find some security, and there is discontentment. There is no life lived. There is life that is being butchered. Therefore he says, simply enter and clear. Therefore this ought to be known. So what is to be known? Kshetrajna. So known is Kshetrajna. The knower has to be known correctly. But I am not Shweta, I am Atma. Today playing the role of Shweta. And Shweta has many roles. Mother, daughter, student, after after the class she goes and teaches to everybody what she learned in the class. So many roles you play. But in all these roles, who are you? Why are you saying Atma so silently? Silence. What's the name? Sunanda, I think. What's your name? Sunanda. What's your name? Atma. Very silent. So, you, this is what he is teaching here, in this chapter. Kshetrajnam Shapimam Vidhi Sarva Kshetra. So Sarva Kshetra,
he must say Sarva Kshetrajnya. Kshetrajnya is only one. It's Ekam.
The one Kshetrajnya is playing in various fields. This is the symbolism of Ratha Leela. In Ratha Leela, one Krishna is playing with many gopis, no? So many gopis are holding different Krishnas, but all Krishnas are only one. Are you with me? So that is the secret that he talks about here. And he says, if you know the distinction between these two, that is considered by me as knowledge. Plus. Because then once you have that understanding, once the knowledge is there, would anything affect you? It's like you have woken up from the dream. The dream could have been in existence for so many years. But once you have woken up from the dream, would the happenings of the dream make any difference to you? You have woken up. It doesn't matter. It could have been a very poor person in the dream, poverty dream, opulence dream, bachelor dream, married person dream, Jovi Hua.
You have nothing to do with it.
So a person who's got this knowledge, how do you know whether you've got this knowledge? These are the qualities. When you reach there, humility becomes 100%. Unconsciousness becomes 100%. Forgiveness becomes 100%.
But as you are progressing,
we have come to 13th chapter conclusion. We are going to start 14th chapter next week. Now, 13 chapters you have completed, if you really understood and you have followed sadhana along with it, you should have quite a bit of humility. Because you will have this knowledge by now. But you are Kshetrajnya and not Kshetrajnya. Initially, somebody comes and says, oh, this happened. Is it? My God! You would react like that. Now, is it? It's okay. Are you with me? You may, in the beginning, experience a certain shock, but quickly you are able to recover. Why? Because you've got the knowledge, the distinction between Kshetra and Kshetra. Difference between Kshetra and Kshetra is understood by you. That is what is to be known, and you have known that. Knowing which, what happens? Now the doubt comes. So he said, knowing that, you will not destroy yourself anymore. Because you understand that you are that immortal Atma and not the perishing body, mind and intellect or vasana. Hence, you will not destroy yourself anymore. So he says, knowing which, you will not fall back to the level of duality, fall back to the level of animal. That which is to be known is all pervading. It's everywhere. It's undivided. It is illumining. It is the light of all lights. In fact, your senses are shining because of the power borrowed from the self, from the Kshetrajnya.
from that which is to be known. So today, when your senses are shining, you are lost in the glitter of the senses. What the sense objects that you see, you get lost in them. But that which is to be known, you got to use the same sense perception, but the focus should be shifted. Bas itna hai. Abhi aapka focus, what you see, inke upar hai. Now he says, that which is to be known is not what you see, but what makes you see.
That's why the orthodox master will tell you, don't write anything, don't take notes. He says, just listen. Just be there. Why? Can you explain why? Because the truth is not what you hear, what makes you hear. What you are writing down is what you hear. So all that you are writing in your notebook is what? Kshetra. What made you write is Kshetrajna. So you will never get it. You have notes, rooms full of notes. But आपका लाइफ में जितना भी ह्यूमिलिटी नहीं, अनप्रिटेंशियस नहीं है, प्रिटेंशियसनेस ज्यादा है. क्यों? बिकॉज योर अटेंशन वॉज ऑन दी शाइनिंग एस्पेक्ट, नॉट दी एस्पेक्ट दैट मेक्स इट शाइन. So when he talks about jnaya, that which is to be known, he says, it is shining. In fact, that is where the senses are borrowing the shine. And you are seeing, I can see very well, I can hear very well. I can understand, I understand, go ahead. He says, so when you are saying go ahead, how are you able to say that?
Because there is the Kshetrajna inside you, making the intellect shine.
But you're missing it. And you've got to know that. Knowing that, in your life here, the difference will be felt. The way you deal with people will be tremendously affected. Things that were affecting you earlier doesn't affect you anymore.
You have to use the mind and intellect in order to assimilate.
When it comes to the word, of course you have to use the mind and intellect to assimilate. I'm not saying no, but reflection. But the attention has to be shifted by using the mind and intellect towards the Kshetra. That's what he said.
So first he differentiates Kshetra, Kshetrajna. And he said, the difference between these two, if you know, you have got the knowledge. If you don't know, you confuse yourself to believe that you are that body, mind, intellect, which is conscious. So you think body, mind, intellect by itself is conscious. Body, mind, intellect by itself is not conscious.
It is expressing the consciousness which is Kshetrajna. Borrowed consciousness and original consciousness. DC and OC. We want to say. So this has to be known. The life's purpose is to know this. Why? If you know this, then only you live.
Even though we say, I've been living for the last 30 years, 40 years, 50 years, my age is 50, so I've been living for the last 50 years, my age is 70, so I've been living for the last 70 years. You have not started living till date. The day you know the difference between these two, and you identify with Kshetrajna, you begin to live.
That is why in the Upanishad he says, Iha Chedaveti, Iha Chedaveti, Tata Satyamasti, Na Chediha Veti, Mahati Vinashtihi. భూతేషు భూతేషు విచిత్ర ధీరాః ప్రేత్యాస్మా లోకాన్ అమృతా భవంతి.
Knowing this, you become Amrita, immortal. Abhi, you are Mrita. So you think you are somebody who is capable of dying, and any minute you can die. So constantly you are not living, you are fighting with the death.
The way we are living today is trying to aggrandize, accumulate everything so that we can fight death, postpone it. So our life is pura kind of, what do you call, obsessed with death, in a way. Just live. A flower lives, animals live, everything lives. But we don't live like that. So when you don't live like that, you only live this thing. That's why he said, that which ought to be known is that Kshetrajna. And the difference between Kshetrajna and Kshetra, when it is known, that is knowledge. And by knowing that, what happens? You become immortal. Calm, composed, serene, non-doer. You are no more a doer. You are simply actor. Like an actor on the stage. He is unaffected by what happens on the stage. So you don't gather any more impressions. No more vasanas are gathered. All your attachments drop. You thereafter start living like a master, not as a slave. So you will understand that you are the provider and don't think that you need to be provided. And all our life, just to provide for ourselves, we are selling ourselves. Isn't it? Whole life. Now Jesus Christ was sold for 12 silver coins. Everybody is simply selling themselves for providing. That's. And we are calling to this living. This living. Whole life. Till then. This is becoming providers. So, instantly you will see the difference in your life. When you understand the difference between Kshetra and Kshetrajna, instantly the difference is seen in the life. That's why we say, scriptures are the mirror, provided you look at them. That's why we say, every day you will look at the scriptures. Why every day you have to look at the scriptures? One day hopefully you understand the difference. Then instantly the difference will be seen in your life. And that Kshetra and Kshetrajna is what is expressing itself as Purusha and Prakriti. This Prakriti is that which goes into unmanifestation and manifestation. Unmanifestation and manifestation. So karya karana kartrutve hetu prakriti uchya. Prakriti is said to be the cause of this manifestation. Karya karana kartrutve.
Who is Purusha? Sitting inside, who is essentially consciousness, individual in the prakriti. When the prakriti manifests, comes to the manifested level, the body, the mind, the intellect is going through the modification. Then in intellect you are registering pleasure and pain. This pleasure and pain you are registering because of the consciousness. So in the experience of pleasure and pain, he says the cause is Purusha.
So he's trying to do, basically Purusha and Kshetrajna is same. There's no difference.
But what is happening now when Kshetrajna is playing in the Kshetra, which is Prakriti. Kshetra is Prakriti, Kshetrajna is Purusha. So when Kshetrajna is playing in the Kshetra, you become combination, Jiva. Right? Now, without knowledge, you are getting confused. So what is happening is, Prakriti is subject to modifications. Prakriti has gunas, qualities, properties. Kshetrajna, Purusha has no properties, no gunas. It is not subject to modification. It is changeless, nirvikara. Whereas Prakriti is savikara. Are you with me? So Prakriti is going through savikara. So in this cause and effect chain, the cause is Prakriti. Purusha is not going through any modification. It's not going through any change. Purusha is simply enlivening. And when Purusha is enlivening, as a result you experience pleasure and pain, which is the function of consciousness. So we have been thinking consciousness is the inherent nature of the mind, you know. Mind is borrowing consciousness from Kshetra.
Pleasure and pain are
in your intellect. Your intellect distinguishes.
Pleasure and pain.
You become conscious of pleasure and pain.
Oh, that aware, okay.
Awareness.
That kind of consciousness.
So, because of the consciousness Purusha inside, you are experiencing pleasure and pain. But pleasure and pain doesn't belong to Purusha. It is of the Prakriti. Mind.
Mind.
That is what he is trying to differentiate here. All that he is saying is, in fact from 20 he talks about Prakriti and Purusha. He says, both are beginningless. Because from Purusha the Prakriti has come. In a way Prakriti is nothing but the shadow of Purusha. So both are beginningless. Right? Strictly speaking, absolute beginningless is Purusha. But this world also seems beginningless. No, time, space, causation, everything is endless, eternal, all-pervading, beginningless. Now, even though they are beginningless, both of them, Prakriti is that which has gunas, which goes through modification. Whereas Purusha doesn't go through any modification. In the pressure of effect and cause, Prakriti is said to be the cause. In the experience of pleasure and pain, Purusha is said to be the cause. This is what I am explaining to you. Prakriti goes into manifestation and unmanifestation, manifestation and unmanifestation. When Prakriti goes into unmanifestation, you are in sleep. When Prakriti comes to manifestation, what else? So like when you heat the water, the water goes into evaporation, becomes, it gets evaporated, it becomes unmanifest. It's there, but it's become unmanifest. Again, it can get condensed and then poured down as rain. So again, it can come back to manifestation. So when Prakriti has come into manifestation, what is enlivening it? Mantaji, what is enlivening it?
Purush.
So when Purush is enlivening, the modification is going through pain and pleasure, pain and pleasure. Because of what you become aware, their consciousness expressing through the manifested Prakriti. Therefore he says, Purusha is the cause. But Purusha is not sitting and bringing the pain and pleasure to you. But the very fact that you experience this pleasure and pain is because of the consciousness within. So every time you go through pain and pleasure, instead of getting excited by the pleasure, instead of getting dejected by the pain, shift the focus to the consciousness which is making you register the pain and the pleasure. Then pain will not affect you, pleasure will not affect you.
A more direct understanding of the word pain, to be direct understanding, absolutely like, now I can understand, it's the mind. The mind is what also
needs
to get over the pleasure, over the pain. So,
mind is what?
He says the pollution is what? Consciousness is what causes the pain. So, but the pain
Ketu,
is mind.
Ketu, see, read the verse. Karya karana kartrutve hetu prakriti
ಸುಖದುಃಖಾನಾಂ ಭೋಕ್ತೃತ್ವೆ ಹೇತು ಉಚ್ಯತೆ. ಸುಖ ದುಃಖ ಭೋಕ್ತೃತ್ವೆ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪೀರಿಯನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಸುಖ ದುಃಖ ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ಹೇತು ಕಾನ್ಶಿಯಸ್ನೆಸ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ಹೇತು. ಇನ್ ಇಂಗ್ಲಿಷ್ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಲೇಟೆಡ್ ಆಸ್ ಕಾಸ್, ಬಟ್ ಹೇತು ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ದಿ ರಿಕಾಲ್ because of that consciousness inside you are, when the modification happens, see, for example, somebody is with you, you are getting pleasure, your son is there, your emotional joy is there, he says bye to you and he is gone abroad for studies. Now that modification gives you pain. You are conscious of the pleasure before, you are conscious of the pain now. This both you are enjoying, you are re-experiencing. It's both you are experiencing. How? Because of the consciousness inside. In that sense, that consciousness is the hetu. In other words, what he is trying to say is, it is simply there enjoying. It is not making you go through pain and pleasure. The pain and pleasure is because of your ignorance with which you identify with Shweta as a body, and then you go through the modification and the pain, pleasure, everything happens. Now you are in this pain, but you are forgetting that the consciousness just making you experience this from
Buddha. Is it like the cause of the experience in the consciousness, but to interpret it as pain?
It is intellect. The equipment interprets.
Because there is no confusion when it is the cause of pain.
When consciousness expresses through the intellect